From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, President Bush renewed a friendship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Although Mr. Bush has famously said that he saw Putin's soul in a previous meeting, that personal relationship did not stop Russia from opposing the war in Iraq or selling nuclear technology to Iran. Today, the two leaders said they could work through some, though not yet all, of their differences. NPR's Don Gagne starts our coverage tonight.
With the wooded Camp David retreat providing a bucolic backdrop, Presidents Bush and Putin today described a casual yet productive meeting. Reporters asked them about the Russian role in the rebuilding of Iraq and the potential nuclear threat posed by Iran. Putin opposed the war and sees the current troubles in Iraq as validating his opinion, but he also said it's important to bring stability and democracy to Iraq as soon as possible. He said he wants to wait for a new UN resolution before talking about any commitment of Russian money or troops. He spoke through an interpreter.
The degree and the extent and the level of Russia's participation in the restoration of Iraq will be determined after we know the parameters of the resolution, of the new resolution on Iraq.
On Iran, the issue is a nuclear power plant being built with Russian technology. The U.S. fears the plant is really a cover for a nuclear weapons program. Putin did not say Russia would cancel its $800 million contract, but he did say that Iran must prove the plant is for electrical power production only, and that international inspectors must be allowed in. President Bush called that statement, quote, very satisfactory.
What's important is we understand it's in our national interest that Iran doesn't develop a nuclear weapon.
Что важно, это нам, обеим нашим сторонам, всегда помнить и не забывать о том, что нам это угрожает, и что не в наших интересах обоюдных.
So the most important thing that came out of these meetings was a reaffirmation of our desire to work together to convince Iran to abandon her ambitions, as well as to work with other nations so that there is a common voice. On this issue.
The two men also stressed that they're working together to force North Korea to abandon its nuclear ambitions, though Putin goes further than President Bush by saying North Korean leaders who are worried about an American invasion of their country should get some security guarantees in return. Presidents Bush and Putin have now met a number of times in the U.S., in Russia, and at various international summits around the world. They always make a point of talking about how close they are personally and how that helps them deal with difficult issues. This meeting was no different. Mr. Bush, referring to Putin as Vladimir, said it's a matter of trust.
Plus, I like him.
Кроме того, он меня импонирует. Я его люблю.
He's a good fellow to spend quality time with.
Putin, referring to the president as George, followed with a very practical assessment, saying, in essence, the U.S. and Russia need one another too much to have the relationship derailed by disputes over Iraq and Iran. And with that, President Bush thanked reporters, put an arm on Putin's shoulder, and the two men strolled up the path back toward the compound. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.